It's Thursday, June 20th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. The missing kayaker on the Namekagon River has been found safe. More tornadoes have touched down so far this year than last. Tour Burnett County's new public safety facility today and Saturday, and cream puffs get a new twist at the Wisconsin State Fair. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. The missing kayaker on the Namekagon River has been found safe. The Washburn County Sheriff's Office said 19-year-old Gunnar Hess of Serrano was reported missing after going kayaking on the river near Trigo last Friday. DNR wardens found Hess safe in St. Croix Falls. Wisconsin has already surpassed its total tornado count from last year. The latest confirmed twister happened Monday morning in Colby, where an EF0 tornado touched down. The number of tornadoes in the state in 2024 is now at 24. The 2023 total of 21 was surpassed last month, and the current total has overtaken Wisconsin's annual average of 23 tornadoes within a calendar year. The National Weather Service data shows the year with the greatest number of tornadoes in the state was 2005, when 62 were confirmed. Ladysmith's Minor Avenue project is going well. Project engineer Teresa Anderson said new water and sewer pipes have been installed in the west end of the project, and new concrete curb and gutter have been installed on the east end of the project. The 4th Street parking lot is being constructed. Crews continue to install water and sewer pipes at West 5th and West 6th Streets. Next week, new sidewalks will be poured from 1st to 4th Streets. Anderson Minor Avenue remains closed to through traffic, and the work area is closed to the public. However, cross traffic is permitted at some north-south street intersections. A ribbon cutting is today for Burnett County's new public safety facility. The ribbon cutting is at noon today at the facility on State Highway 35 between Siren and Webster. Tours will be offered between 12:30 and 6 p.m. today, and again on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Honoring the state's first woman lawyer, Bob Haig, has a history lesson.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court announced Wednesday the State Law Library will be named in honor of Lavinia Goodell, the first woman lawyer in Wisconsin. Goodell was born in New York State and moved to Wisconsin in 1871. 3 years later, she was admitted to the practice of law by the Rock County Circuit Court. In 1875, she was denied the right to represent a client before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Goodell drafted legislation to guarantee women the ability to practice law in Wisconsin, and that bill was signed into law in 1877. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A summer tradition in Wisconsin gets a twist. Ted Aylin has a soundbite.
The Wisconsin State Fair Cream Puff turns 100 years old this year. For the first time, flavored versions of the traditional treat will be offered at the fair. Root beer float, raspberry cheesecake, and English toffee-flavored cream puffs will be served during different days, with the chocolate birthday cake variety on sale August 10th only. Only 1,924 flavored puffs will be available to fairgoers each day. The flavored cream puff schedule is available at the Wisconsin State Fair website. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.